there. Welcome to Simple Acts, Big Impact, celebrating teen changemakers. I'm your host, Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, philanthropist, and passionate advocate for family and youth service. On this short weekly pod, I have the honor of meeting tweens, teens, and young adults who are volunteers, advocates, nonprofit founders, activists, and fundraisers. My goal is to celebrate and amplify these big-hearted people and the work they're doing, and to inspire you all, no matter your age, to find your purpose and passion through meaningful service to others. I firmly believe, and these conversations will convince you, that every person can make a difference, one simple act at a time. Rock climbing is a thrilling sport that builds strength, agility, stamina, and resilience, not to mention the self-confidence that is gained from scaling a wall and reaching the top. My guest today is a high school junior named Mila from Hoboken, New Jersey. Mila has had a passion for rock climbing since she was 7 years old, and she turned it into a wonderful program called Climbing for Community, which partners with the Boys and Girls Club to make the life-changing benefits of rock climbing accessible and inclusive to under-resourced young people in her community. This conversation is just another perfect example of turning your passion into your purpose. Welcome back, everybody. I'm super excited to introduce you to my new friend, Mila. She started an organization called Climbing for Community, and I cannot wait to hear all about it. Hey, Mila, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So why don't you introduce yourself a little bit more? Tell us where you live, how old you are, what grade you're in, all that good stuff. And then tell us the whole story of Climbing for Community, how it got started, where the inspiration was, all of that good stuff.
Yeah. So my name's Mila Huang. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Montclair, New Jersey. I'm currently a junior in high school and I started climbing when I was 7 years old. It's been a big part of my life. I spend most of my time out of school climbing. And yeah, so I guess that's where the initial inspiration came from. I guess just I spend a lot of my time climbing in different gyms. And I've kind of seen that although most of the areas where these climbing gyms are located are super diverse, the community within these gyms aren't representative of those communities.
Sure. So tell us a little bit more about that. So climbing, for anybody out there who doesn't really know, you can do climbing on a wall, right, where there are sort of pegs on the wall and they change those up. And so it teaches you how to grasp onto them and where to put your feet and how to get to the top safely, where you're sort of tethered. And then do you do any climbing outside in New Jersey, like on boulders or anything like that? Any sort of, I know there are different climbers who don't use ropes, which seems really dangerous to me.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about the climbing for you. So you mostly do it in the gym or do you do stuff outside as well?
Yeah, so I do most of my training indoors. I've climbed outdoors before, but for competition climbing and also just the style that I prefer climbing indoors. And my home gym is the Gravity Vault Hoboken. And that's also where Climbing for Community is currently based at.
Amazing. So tell us more about the program. Is it after school? Is it on the weekends? How do kids find out about it? Are you offering sort of free time to climb? And how is that being paid for? So tell us everything about the program, how it works.
Yeah, so we offer monthly sessions for 15 middle school age children. And we work, or the coaches work one-on-one with the children. They're coached by members of the youth competitive team from the Gravity Vault Hoboken. So we are currently partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Hudson County. And so each month they bring the children. So we don't reach out directly to the children.
Right. People, you don't have to sort of advertise or promote to schools and things, but that organization is amazing. And I'm sure, you know, obviously there are kids involved there who really need the help and who want to have enrichment activities. And so what have you found? So how long has Climbing for Community been in existence?
Almost 2 years since we started working on this project.
Awesome. And so there's 15 kids in each session, sort of, is that right?
Yeah, each class is of 15, and we have one session per month. We actually just added a new class, which will be for younger elementary school children, and that will be a smaller class, probably about 8.
Sure, absolutely. And so you have to get all of the permission slips and all of that stuff sort of worked out. So there, I'm sure there's some logistical stuff here that gets a little bit complicated. And do the coaches volunteer their time? So they offer this to you for free, or are you raising money to pay for their time? How does that work?
Yeah, all of the coaches are volunteering their expertise. They love the sport just as much as I do. And so when I first came to my teammates and was like, hey, I'm thinking of starting this program. Would you guys be interested in helping me out and helping coach these kids? And they were all so excited. They were like, yes, of course. We'd love to be able to share this sport that we all love with more people.
Sure. No, absolutely. And what do you think that kids can get out of the sport? I think, you know, if you don't know it, if you've never done it or been exposed to it at summer camp or whatever, it may seem like a little bit scary and hard, certainly physically challenging. So when you're watching these kids who come from an environment where maybe they've never been exposed to it before and they're just trying it out, what are the things that they kind of get out of it?
Mm-hmm. Well, there are so many benefits to rock climbing, both physical and mental. I think a lot of the physical benefits are similar to any other sport, but really with rock climbing, the mental health benefits are amazing. I think that it can improve your mood so much. And it also really requires a lot of mindfulness. So when you're on the wall, it's kind of like a meditation similar flow. You're really focused on your movement and the goal, I guess, getting to the next hold or the top. And so it requires a lot of focus. And I think that there are a lot of benefits that come with that. There are studies out there that talk about the reduced stress amount or stress levels, and also decreased detention rates in school. So it has school benefits as well. And
wow.
Yeah, it's great.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, it's like anything else, right? A sport that you have to focus on and really work hard to achieve, right? I think when you take pride in those things, it kind of makes you want to do better in school. It makes you not want to get in trouble, because maybe if you get in trouble, then you can't participate in the sport after school or whatever. There's probably those types of requirements to be a part of your program, right? To be well-behaved and to go to school and to get your work done. And also, as you pointed out, the mental benefit of, you know, learning how to work the different angles and to get to the top, like the achievement of getting to the top is so thrilling. I've seen my children do it, and just like to, you know, to kind of not be able to do it and to feel like you failed and kind of fall off the wall or whatever. And everyone is tied and it's very safe and all that. But to the feeling that they get when they actually get to the top, like, wow, I just don't think that you can't minimize how important that is for someone's self-confidence and all of that great stuff. So tell me a little bit more about setting up the program. When you had this idea and you went to the coaches and you were like, do you want to participate? And everyone said, yay. Were there any obstacles that you faced when you were trying to set this up?
Yeah, I think honestly, the most challenging part was finding a community partner. I eventually did find the Boys and Girls Club of Hudson County, which is like perfect partner. They have been so amazing. But I think at first, it's just a lot of sending emails and, I mean, silence, like no replies, really.
Right.
And you just kind of have to keep on emailing and keep on looking for organizations that might be interested in partnering with you. But I mean, they have their own happenings, their own things going on. And so that schedule might not always fit with yours. And I think I just kept on emailing. And eventually I heard back from Shyam Martinez, who's the director of the Boys and Girls Club of the Hoboken branch, which is the one we are currently partnered with. And I think I didn't even actually email him. So I was emailing the wrong person the whole time.
Right.
But thankfully it got forwarded up to him, and he's been amazing. He was interested in working with us and just super enthusiastic about it.
And they have to, you know, say yes, right? And then they have to coordinate again with the parents or the guardians to get permission slips. They have to get a bus or something, right? I'm assuming they transport the kids to you? Right,
yeah,
so they have to get a bus. They have to pay for a bus or a van to transport the kids there and pay for the snacks and then, you know, and then get them back home safely. And so it's not insignificant. You know, you offer this really wonderful opportunity, but someone sort of has to have the vision and see the value of it. And you had to be compelling in your, you know, in your suggestion that this would be a great thing for kids to try, for someone to say, yeah, it's worth our time and effort to have our students to have this enrichment activity. Again, exposing kids to different types of things that they would literally never have an opportunity to see in their school. And if they don't go to a summer camp or wherever where it's being offered, like just the way that that opens kids' eyes to possibilities in the world, right? Do you have any ideas about potentially taking kids outside, like in the summertime, to try climbing at all? Or is that not, that's out of the scope of your work?
Yeah, that would be a really cool and fun activity. I think for now, staying in the gym is a lot, not necessarily just easier to coordinate, but I think it fits with where we're at right now. Outdoors, there are a lot more aspects.
Safety, of course, being the primary one, right?
A lot of different safety, different aspects of that, whether you're bouldering or rope climbing. So bouldering is the shorter walls where there's mats laid out, and rope climbing is, of course, where you're higher up and you have ropes.
Just this whole conversation, I'm sure, is going to be instructive for people who've never done climbing before to actually understand what the different elements of it are. So do you see yourself continuing to do this work? Obviously, you're probably always going to be climbing even when you go off to college and stuff. But do you hope that the program sort of outlives your time in New Jersey, even if you move off to college?
Yeah, of course. I really hope that this can keep on going, and I hope to stay connected with Climbing for Community. Even in college, I want to be a part of this. And even if I'm taking on a different role, not coming to every single one of the sessions or coordinating every single one of the sessions, I still want to be a part of it and definitely have it continue.
And you might be able to start something like this on a college campus. You know, most college campuses, if there's a climbing wall on campus or right off campus in the community, you could, you know, again, coordinate with the Boys and Girls Club or the Big Brothers Big Sisters and start something similar and have it be a club at your school. I think that would be amazing. There could be a Climbing for Community everywhere, all over the country.
Yeah.
Super exciting, Mila. So I know that you just started an Instagram. Why don't you tell everybody the Instagram handle so we'll get you lots and lots of followers after this comes out?
The Instagram is @climbingforcommunity. Super
amazing.
Simple.
Right. That's perfect. Well, Mila, thanks so much for sharing this with us. I just love that you took something you were so passionate about and decided to share it with others. That is the most important and most beautiful thing about this. Thank you so much.
Of course. I feel like sometimes service is seen as kind of, oh, like, I'm not sure what I can do to help out with my community. But
right.
I think that really just giving back in any way that's personal to you, you can really turn any one of your interests, anything that you're passionate about, into helping others.
Amen. I've literally said those words to groups, and I've written those words in my books, and you absolutely hit the nail on the head. That is exactly what I say to people, especially parents, when they're forcing kids to do service that they're not super excited about. I always say, let your child figure out what they're passionate about. And no matter what it is, there is a way for them to share
yes.
their passion and their interests and their talents and their gifts with others. And you have figured that out, which is so awesome. Mila, thank you so much for sharing this with us today. I'm wishing you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others. And always, be kind.